Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Privrad Gadarja Sotara Satasi Simad Iskand Vividi Sangsthapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Bhavishta Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Bhavishta Sri Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Bhavishta Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai Nitya Lila Bhavishta Sri Srila Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Chari Vaishnava Sampradaya Charja Vrinda Ki Jai Prem Sikaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrajabhumi Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Krishna Baladao Dhunabhaya Ki Jai Sri Sri Gornatai Ki Jai Sri Gangamai Jumanamai Bhakti Devi Tosi Rani Ki Jai Krantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande All glory to the symbol devotees, all glory to the symbol devotees, all glory to the symbol devotees, glory to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Guranga, glory to Srila Prabhupada. Sarva Shastrapti Piyusha, Sarva Vedika Satvala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sarva Loke Kadrikapada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimata Bhagavatam Prabho, Kalitvanto Ditaditya, Sri Krishna Parivartata, Paramananda Pataya, Prema Varshaksharayate, Sarvata Sarvi Savyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Mad Sangina Madagurur Mad Mahadana Mad Nistaraka Madabhagya Madananda Namostute Asadu Sadu Dadhayan Adi Nichruta Dharaka Hanamunchaka Dachanamam Prima Radhkanta Yaspura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Canto 4, Chapter 7, Verse Number 21 The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha Vakshasrita Vasadishritya Vadurvanamal Yudhara Avakshashadi Shritavidurvanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parishva Brahmad Vinjana Chamara Raja Hungsa. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hungsa. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Pori Nitrajamanaha. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Pori Rajamanaha. Avakshasa de Shritavador Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Puri Rajamanaha. Avakshashadi Shritavadur Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Puri Rajamanaha.
Hari.
Vakshashadi Shritavidur Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parishva Brahmad Vyajana Dhamara Raja Hangsham. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Puri Rajamanaha. Vakshashadi Shritavidur Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Puri Rajamanaha. Vakshashadi Shritavidur Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Svetas Patat Parjajino Puri Rajamanaha.
Maharajis.
Avakshashadi Shritavidur Vanamal Yudhara. Hasavaloka Kalaya Ramayam Shavishvam. Parshva Brahmad Vyajana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Sveta Tapatra Sashino Puri Rajamanaha.
Maharajis.
Pakshashati Shritipadur Banamal
Yudhara.
Hasava Loka Kalaya Ramayamicha Vishwam. Panspabramat Vyajana Chamara Raja Hungsa. Svetata Patra Shashino Puri Rajamanaha. Vakshashadi Shritavidur Banamal Yudhara. Hasava Loka Kalaya Ramayangacha Vishvam. Parshva Brahmat Vijana Chamara Raja Hangsa. Svetata Patra Shashino Puri Rajamanaha. Vakshasi. On the chest. Adishvita. Situated. Vadu. A woman. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Vanamali. Garlanded with forest flowers. Udara. Beautiful. Hasa. Smiling. Avaloka. Glance. Kalaya. With a small part. Ramayan. Pleasing. Cha. And. Vishvam. The whole world. Parshva. Side. Brahmat. Moving back and forth. Vyanjana Chamara. White yak tail hair for fanning. Rajahangshaha. Swan. Sweta. Atapatra. Shashina. With a white canopy like the moon. Upuri. Above. Rajamanaha. Looking beautiful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu looked extraordinarily beautiful because the goddess of fortune and a garland were situated on his chest. His face was beautifully decorated with a smiling attitude which can captivate the entire world, especially the devotees. Fans of white hair appeared on both sides of the Lord, like white swans, and the white canopy overhead looked like the moon. Please repeat responsively. Lord Vishnu looked extraordinarily beautiful because the goddess of fortune and a garland was situated on his chest. His face was beautifully decorated with a smiling attitude which can captivate the entire world, especially the devotees. Fans of white hair appeared on both sides of the Lord, like white swans, and the white canopy overhead looked like the moon. Purport. The smiling face of Lord Vishnu is pleasing to the whole world. Not only devotees, but even non-devotees are attracted by such a smile. This verse nicely describes how the sun, the moon, eight-petaled lotus flower, and the humming black bees are represented by the fans of hair. The overhead canopy, the moving earrings on both sides of his face, and his blackish hair, all together accompanied by the conch shell, wheel, club, lotus flower, bow, arrows, shield, and sword in his hands, these presented a grand and beautiful audience for Lord Vishnu, which captivated all the demigods there, including Daksha and Lord Brahma. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddha Bhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supada Mule Shnanama Parama Paramai Krishna Sudharama Chuktam Adandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Sangsara Dukkha Jalado Paditasya Kama Krodari Nakramakarai Kavali Kratasya Duravashana Nigaritasya Nirashayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehe Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahachara Gana Vrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natavara Chitavesho Nilapitam Bharadyo Jagadajana Nahito Ramakrishna Nato Asmi Vanchakalpadurubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Padidanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So Daksha's bhava was purified by Lord Shambhu. When Daksha's bhava was purified by Lord Shiva and Daksha gave nice prayers to Lord Shiva, then taking permission from Brahma, he again had all the Brahmins clean the arena very, very carefully. After cleaning it, they again resumed the sacrifice where it left off, with the blessings of Lord Shiva this time. And with a pure heart, Daksha again offered, without any motivation to Lord Vishnu, the oblations. When the oblations were offered without any motivation, Lord Vishnu appeared directly to accept the oblations. So these two shlokas, shloka 20 and shloka 21, are dhyan mantras. They are mantras to help the devotees to meditate on the Lord, irregardless of the form of the Supreme Lord that one prefers to worship. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam and selected shastras written by the previous acharyas, exact verses depicting the beauty of the Supreme Lord. And these beauty full poetry, they act as chitra jalpa, what spoken words that paint pictures in the mind and the heart of the devotee. So the devotees can see the form of the Lord through the shabda. Prabhupada mentions that, there's the quote about his Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that don't try to see God. Act in such a way that God will want to see you. Or another one that was really good quote was, you're not seeing Jagannath. Jagannath is seeing you. You're not eating prasad. Prasad is eating you. It's pretty good. Kind of nice. We should act in such a way that the Lord will be pleased to accept it. Prabhupada mentioned about greed. When one devotee asked him, how can we offer something to Krishna, some insignificant offering? Krishna is hungry proportionate to the greed you have to offer something. When you're greedy to offer something, all we have is our desire. That's all. When you desire to offer something to Krishna, then it comes under the control of the internal potency. And Krishna states in Gita, that I am the butter, I am the fire, and I am the offering. Everything is Krishna. Everything in this world we have belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Everything is emanated from Krishna. Everything is facilitated by Dauji. He is Kamapala, the protector of transcendental desire. If you have a desire to give it to Krishna, Dauji will fulfill it. He'll facilitate it. He is the existential energy of the Lord. Sandini potency, the manifestation of the entire material world and the entire spiritual world, is resting on Balarama. And he is Kamapala, Jiva Goswami describes in Bhakti Sandarbha. If you have a desire to give something to Krishna, Dauji will protect it. He'll facilitate it. That's the idea. Now this shloka, these two shlokas are dhyan mantras, specifically for the devotees who worship the Supreme Lord in that form of Narayana. These shlokas become just like nectar implanted on the heart of the devotee. And such devotees who worship their Ishtadeva with such prayers, the Lord enters into the ears. A Bhagavatam describes that they enter into the ear holes of the devotees and he sits on the purified heart. Shutekshatapatha. Nanunata pungsam. This is 3rd canto, chapter 9, verse 11. Nanunata pungsam. Nanunata, he is the multifarious formed Lord. In multifarious ways he does it. Pungsam, to the living entities. Yada yada diya. And when they meditate on that form of the Lord, Taurugaya, O Lord who is glorified with selected poetry. Vibhava yanti, according to the mood that they're expressing, tad tad vipu pranayase, that very form he manifests, saranugrahaya, out of his causeless mercy. In the commentary there, it mentions, Prabhupada mentions there, that you may think that how is it that Krishna manifests himself, but he makes himself according to the love of his devotees. He becomes pliable according to the love of his devotees. And sometimes the devotees, they offer sweet prayers to the Lord and they speak to the Lord. That's in 3rd canto, chapter 25, verse 35 in the purport. He says, Krishna, Kapila Dev tells his mother that they speak to me words which touch me. It says in the translation. And Prabhupada says, devotees, they like to see the beautiful smiling face of the Lord. And when they see the Lord's smiling face, they become very attracted and they talk sweet words to the Lord to greet the Lord, which touch the Lord. And the Lord sometimes speaks back, but generally you have to become very good devotee to hear the speaking of the Lord. That's the idea. Then the next shloka, which is 23, 25, 36. Taradarshaniya, when you see that, Vayaver Udara, when you see the beautiful magnanimous form, the Lord here, Udara, is also used. Prabhupada translated here as beautiful, but Udara also means magnanimous. Vilasa Hasekshata, and you see his pastime smile. Vamasuktai, and you see his tricky speech. Hritatmana, the heart will be stolen. Hritapranas, and the life air is stolen. Shabakti, and the devotee becomes absorbed in devotion. Anichchata, even if they're modest, even if they have no desire to go. Megatim manvim prayungte, they can easily attain me. Krishna says there. Kripila tells his mother, Devahuti. Anichchata, megatim manvim prayungte. So it is so nice. Vilasa hasekshata. The smile is very interesting. Now, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when a devotee is very eager to see his Ishtadeva, his worshipable Lord, everywhere he goes, he sees it. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Sarva Jangama Deki. Whatever they see, Na Deki Taramurtri, they don't see the external form of what they're seeing. Sarvatra Nidra Hoy, wherever they have, Ishtadeva Spurti, the manifestation of their worshipable Lord. So in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gop Kumar from Govardhan was very eager. Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. Where is Gopal? You know, he wanted to see Gopal. So he's traveling throughout the material universes slowly, slowly. And he went to Vaikuntha. And he's on the way to go to Golok, right? And he sees Narayan's beautiful smile and all the Parshadas, you know, Sanak Sanatan, and the Bali and all the Prahlad and all the Parshadas, they're offering Stuti Vandan. They're offering with veneration, you know, with veneration prayers. And he looks at the winning smile of Narayan and he goes, Gopal, Gopal, it's me. And everybody thinks, what's going on? What's going on? And all the chokidars, the Dwarapalikas, they go, they grab him, you know. And he goes, what's going on? What's going on? And Narayan is laughing. And Lakshmi Devi goes, turns to her Prabhu and goes, Prabhu, who is that? You know. And the chokidars grab the boy and they take him outside. And Narada Muni says, I know this boy, I know this boy. And the chokidar goes, don't let him cause a disturbance. You know. And then he tells Gopakumar, you're in the wrong place. And he tells him, you have to go further. He looks at the beautiful, sweet, smiling face of Narayan and he reminds him, Gopal, Gopal, it's me. And Narayan laughs. And then, Prabhu, who is that? Lakshmi says. And Narayan just laughs, you know. Vilasa Hasekshada. The Lord has a pastime smile. And there are many, many things behind his smile. Now, in the purport, Prabhupada says that actually, in the shloka, Prabhupada says he's captivating the entire world, especially the devotees. I remember one beautiful pastime mentioned that when Shiva Bhagawan is being chased by Vritrasura, you know, in order to, he wants to touch his head, and he's running all over the place trying to get away from this demon. And Narayana appears as a Shiva Bhakta with Rudrakshamala, and he calls out, oh, my dear, you know, referring to the demon, you're the son of your father. Oh, he knows my family. He knows my family. Oh, what does he want? Oh, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm trying to chase Lord Shiva and touch his head. He gave me a benediction. Anybody whose head I touch can break into pieces. So I wanted to test it. Ha! You believe that fellow? That fellow has got rak and bichu, and he's got, you know, he's got all this bashma all over him. And he's got all these bhutaganas, you know, surrounding him. And you think you have trust in his words? Then he, why do you tell, you know? And so Narayan's smile just got won over the demon. Oh, he looks so charming, looks so sweet. He must be truthful now, you know. How can you have faith in his words? You go ahead and prove it. You touch your own head and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, you can kill this liar, Shiva, you know. So Vritrasura touches his own head and tack, you know, broke it into pieces. And then Narayan says, Shiva, be very careful who you give benedictions to, okay? You're Asatosh, but be very careful. So even the winning smile of Narayana satisfied the demon. This is how powerful the smile is. So it just wins you over. Such a nice, sweet smile. Oh, so cunning, you know. Therefore, Krishna's name is Hasigrami. The who is smiling in the village? He's always smiling. And Avalokita, he's always looking, you know, looking here and there, glancing with mercy. And in Vrindavan, especially, Krishna and Dauji also, as they go from one forest to another, they cast sidelong glances with, you know, smiling at all the Vrajavasis and all the trees and all the birds and the animals. And everybody gets energy from Krishna's smile. Everything is so nice by Krishna's smile. And the deity's smile is so winning, oh, so pleasing and so pacifying to the heart of the devotee who takes darshan. So this shloka and all these shlokas like this in Bhagavatam are dhyan mantras. They're mantras for meditation for those who worship the Supreme Lord and that particular Ishtadeva. Where it is Narahari, you'll find in 7th canto, beautiful, and 5th canto, beautiful dhyan shlokas for Narahari. And you want Gornatai, it is Gupta in 11th canto, chapter 5. And Bhaktivinoda describes from Chaitanya Upanishad, from the Atharva Veda, in many places. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially Vrindavan Das Thakur, has beautiful dhyan mantras glorifying Gauranga and Nitai. Oh, so sweet. And Kano and Dauji, oh, their dhyan mantras here and there. The famous 10th canto, chapter 38. And it's verses, oh, I think it's verses 28 through 32, like that. Four verses in a row when Akrura enters Vrindavan. Oh, what he saw, Krishna and Dauji at the end. Goduli Shayan at the end of the night when we're just returning to milk the cows. And beautiful, four or five shlokas there describing Kano and Dauji. Oh, It's so nice. So beautiful, Dhyan Mantra. Dadarsam Krishnam Ramam Cha Vraje Godo Hanamagato Apita Nilambara Daro Sharad Amburu Hekshano Kishoro Shamale Shveto Shriniketo Priyadabujo Shriniketo. Same thing is here. The Baksha Shudashata Vador. He has got the Lord has got the goddess of fortune on his chest. Shriniketo. Both of them. Krishna and Dauji are the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Brihadabhujo, and they have very big arms. Pundu Gandana Liptango, and they were adorned with beautiful fragrances. Snato, they had just bathed. Virajavasaso, and they're dressed in Vrindavan garments. Pradana Purushabadyo, and today they have come as the original personalities. Jagadhetu, the source of all living entities. Jagatpatihi, the Lord of all living entities. Avatirno, they have descended. Jagatyarthe, for the welfare of the world. Svam Sena, in their direct forms. Ramakeshavo, Krishna and Balarama. Chitto, Virumaro Rajan, O Parikshit Maharaj, in all the directions it was conquered. Chitto, Virumarajo Rajan, Kurvano Pravayasvaya, by their power, their own power, Prabhava, their potency, all the directions were conquered. Yatha Maragata Shailo, just like. In Sanskrit poetry, this just like, to give you a mental picture, what it might be close to. Approximate. Yatha Maragata Shailo, just like a mountain of emeralds. Ropya and silver, chakana kanchano, along with gold. Ropya with silver and gold, and emerald mountain. Ooh, like that. So this, but, oh, it's Eva, like this, like that. You know, it just gives you just a, and just try to picture it in the mind. And it, how do we picture it? By these Dhyan mantras, by chanting them again and again, the heart is purified. When the heart is purified, then the Supreme Lord allows himself to be understood. As Mukundaka Upanishad says, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhya. It's a really heavy verse. You cannot attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pravachanena, by hearing a lot. Labhya, can you obtain? Namedaya, not by your material education, material intelligence. Na bahuna shrutena, by hearing a lot. Yama vaisase vrinate tena labhyas. The Supreme Lord, if you try to do it by mundane scholarship, by pride of hearing, I've heard from so many people, I am a student of so many professors, like this. Yama vaisase vrinate tena labhyas. Such a person will always become covered. Tasyaisa atma, but when the Supreme Lord himself chooses, Vibhrinate tunam sam, he will bestow his own form. So the idea of the Dhyan mantra is not only is meditating, but it is offered from the heart. As Prabhupada was describing, I think it was 1969 in Boston, where he said, he was crying in front of his Radha Krishna deities, and he said, what is my value? I am rotten. When you look at ourself in comparison to our grandparents, we cannot even come up to the mutra of our grandparents. And if your grandparents are still alive, and if you humbly pray to them and ask them, they will probably tell you they cannot come up to the mutra of their grandparents. What to speak of our previous acharyas? Yet, we have to try. So, Prabhupada said, what am I? What is my value? I am nothing. And what is the value of that which I'm offering you? It is nothing. If you look 30 years ago, 40 years ago, what is the value of the item? And now you see in the market, it is whatever you can buy, it is just chemical pesticides and basically trash. Tastes like cardboard, has no bhava, no life. So it is worthless, but it's all we've got. So Prabhupada says, but I have brought this thing. I have brought this thing. please accept it. That's the idea. It is the dependency. I have nowhere to go. I don't know anybody else. I only have you. Please, kind, be kind. And if we offer that, especially if we offer with Tulsi, she's upachara, upachari. If any worshipable item is there, she is the cause of it. She is the completer of it. And if we, because we have so many doshas, so many faults in our presentation. All right, that doesn't, sahajam karma kunteya sadosham apina chajet. Whatever we, our work, we have so much faults. Apina chajet, we shouldn't give it up. Sarvaramba hidoshena dume nagniri vavrata. Everyone has got faults, just like smoke covers fire. We should not give up the duty born of our work. Yet bhava is another thing. Sometimes our bhava is on and sometimes our bhava is off. When you offer it with off bhava, then we think, well, if Tulsi is there, maybe Krishna will accept it because of her, not because of us. And if you have good bhava, su bhava, then, and you offer with Tulsi, then especially Krishna will be kind. That's the idea. What is our value? You know, Gauranga says in Chaitanya Bhagavad, he will eat in the house of a lakpati. Who does that? Very few. Are we fasting? No. Is it offered? Maybe. You know? Should we try to chant 1 lakh before we die? Probably. You know? Maybe then. What does it mean, prasad? Prasad means game-changing experience. When you taste that prasad, it's like, wah! You know, it changes you completely. First time I heard that about that was my sannyasi godbrother, Gopi Janavallabha Swami, who told me how he became a devotee in 1969. He was in New York and he saw Harinam Sangirtan. Look at these crazy people wearing yellow sheets, you know? Who are they? What do you got? And the girls behind the Harinam Sangirtan had platters of mugach, you know, besan laddu, in their hands. Here, take this sweet. And he thought, he told me this directly, Hare Krishnas, strange people, strange philosophy, good sweets, you know. So then next week, Harinam Sangirtan came again. Look at these crazy people. They're out here again. You got any more sweets? Oh, yes, the Mataji said. Take another magach, you know. Hare Krishnas, strange people, strange philosophy, good sweets. Then he looked down because the sweet was packed in a package, plastic package with a mantra card stapled on it. So as Bhagavad Gita says, 2:64, Prasade sarvadhukhanam Hanir asyo bajayate prasanna chetasa kyasu buddhi paryavatishtata. When you get prasadam, mercy of the Lord, your miseries are finished, diminished. Prasanna chetasa, your intelligence, your consciousness becomes very pleased. Kyasu, very quickly, buddhi paryavatishtate, intelligence will kick in. So Gopi looked in the package. Come to our temple, 439 Henry Street, free love feast on Sunday. He thought, well, if they're passing out nice sweets on the streets of New York, what they have in their temple must be better. So he came to the temple. He told me this personally. He came to the temple. When he came to the temple, Sunday feast queue in Brooklyn, New York, in those old days, you know, it's like 200, 300 people. My God. You know, wait in the queue to get your plate of prasadam. Such a long time. Finally, I got prasadam. And he ate the prasadam. Next, I'll be smarter. Next time, I'm coming early. So the next week he came a little early to the feast. Okay? A little too early. Okay? I got to be first in the line to get the plate of prasadam. So pushed him in the pravachan. Sit here for the lecture. Well, if they're going to feed me, he said, you know, I have to be polite. So he sat down. Who is that lecturing there? What are they saying? Let us sit and hear what they say. Who is asking the question? That's not a bad question. Look at that answer. That answer was pretty good. Hare Krishnas, different people, different philosophy, good food, okay? Then the next week, I'll show this guy, stump the Swami. I'll show him. The next week, He sat in the lecture. He asked a question. I can't believe it. I got a great answer. Hare Krishnas. Nice people. Nice philosophy. Good food. Then he started to look at himself. What is my life? What is my life living like here in New York? So he joined the temple. But when he joined the temple, he remembered, when I was a man on the street in New York, they offered me this book. What is that book? Let me see, what is that? Ha! Fat! And he threw the book away. That's what I think of your book. So he remembered, oh, when I was without knowledge, I offended the books. Oh, I have to do some prayashchitta. So he started to distribute the books. And he became a humble servant of each and every devotee in the temple. So he served so nicely. After 1 year, they thought, he loves every one of us so much, and he's got such nice intelligence serving so nicely, they made him the president. That's the criteria. You have to love everybody more than yourself, you know. That is the criteria for the president. You have to love everybody. You may not be a big manager. You know, good managers will come around you like a, you know, like stars around the moon. You know, you have to be loving, that's all. So Gopi was like that. And it all started on the streets of New York with a little magach, little Gujarati Besan Ladu. That changes the heart immediately. You know, the kirtan, prasad, and book distribution. These three things make devotees. If you've got these three things, then people will come. That's the idea. So, game-changing experience when it changes. And these shlokas like this are dhyan mantras. You'll find, like Ram Navami, the dhyan shloka for Ramchandra Bhagavan, 9th canto, chapter 10, verse 4. You'll find the whole Ramayana sankshipt in one shloka. Wa, you know. 5th canto, chapter 18, verse number 8, is the famous verse when the residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers and Prahlad Maharaj preached this shloka, the famous, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase, everybody knows, right? But the next shloka is, the next shloka, chapter 9, it describes more. Basically, if you look on that shloka 8 and shloka 9, and add shloka 10 to it. Now you compare that to 8th canto, chapter 22, verse number 9 and 10, when Bali Maharaj is quoting Prahlad Maharaj, you'll find elements of the same bhava there in different Sanskrit poetry, because Bali Maharaj learned from his grandfather, Prahlad. And that's what the idea is. So in bhava bhakti, you follow sadhu marganugamanam, you follow the previous acharyas, whose bhava we tried to follow. And it is not the dravya, it is not the material item, because everybody knows in Kali Yuga it is simply going down day by day. It is the love. The Lord doesn't want your item as much as he wants your love. He's not interested in what you put in front of him, he wants what's behind your back. Your kam, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya. You give that. Then he gives himself an exchange. That's the idea. Krishna and Gaur Nitai are cheaper and sweeter. They love all their devotees without exception, and they will help all their devotees without exception. Now, and also the famous one about Ramayana, quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse number 34. The quotations from Ramayana Yuddha Khanda, chapter 18, verse 33. When Vibhishan, after being spurned by Ravana, he came with his mantris to take darshan of Ramchandra, Bhagavan. And Sugriva, he thought, maybe this is a plant. Maybe he's come to spy on us. Maybe he's come to see our defenses, and maybe we shouldn't trust him. This was Sugriva's idea. And Ramchandra said, Sakrit eva prapano yas tavasmiti chayachate abayam saravada tasmai dadam etad ratam mama. It is my vow, if somebody offers themselves saying, from this day forward I belong to you, then from that day forward they'll be fearless and they'll be free, they'll be peaceful for the rest of their life. This is my vow, Ramchandra said. So Sugriva goes, geep, okay, you know, and the rest was history. You look at that. Now, the Gita Press, Gorakhpur Ramayana, when you look at that shloka, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit slightly different from the one Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quoted. This means Valmiki Ramayana manuscript that Kaviraj Goswami consulted is different from what it is today. You know, in between the pundits tweaked the verse a little bit. A little bit of interpolation must be there. It's not exactly the same shloka as Kaviraj Goswami has. And he's our acharya, so we'll accept it. Same, you'll find in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Rupa Goswami Prabhupada says, Yatha Padme, just like in Padma Purana. Now you look in the Nag Publications Padma Purana, you won't find it. What is that? Our acharya, we'll accept our acharya, we'll accept what Rupa Goswami has said. It means the Padma Purana Rupa Goswami used 450, 500 years ago is no longer extant now. That's what it means. So, for bhava, we follow our acharyas. I was once in Radhakund with Nittai Chan once, and he quoted some lamentation from Gadadhar Das that, I could not get, you know. And he mentioned a quote from Gadadhar Das that bhava, the mood, rules the kingdom of the heart. The heart is ruled by the emotion. It's not the dravya, it is the bhava. When the mood is good, then Krishna is happy to accept, even if it is insignificant. And everything in the material world is insignificant. In Mukunda Mala Stotram, it says, Srinvan Janardana Katha Guna Kiratanani Yo Yo Mukunda Narasimha Janardaneti Ajivo Japat Yanunude Manane Raneva Pashtanda Kashta Sadrashaya Dadatya Bishtam. If one hears the glories of Janardan, the reservoir of all living entities, Srinvan Janardana Katha Guna Kirtanani, and you sing about their qualities, Yah. Of who? Of who? Narasimha, Janardaneti, Jiva, those living entities who speak it on their tongue, Japat, who chant it with their tongue, Anunude, every day, Marane, at the time of death, Rene Va, or on the battlefield, Pashtanda Kashta Satasaya, they consider everything in the world as useless as a pebble or a piece of wood. Everything in the world is like Bjart, completely Bjart. And Bhava Bhakti, what does it mean? In Rupa Goswami's Grantha, this is this Padyavali, his shloka book, his favorite shloka book. Vilokya Krishnam Prajavama Netram Saravendrin Saravendriyanam Nayadnatma Meva Achchanya Tadavenu Nanadya Bankim Achchana Punastan Shravanatma Meva. When the gopis, they would look at Krishna with their left eyes, Vajavam and Nitram, Sarvendriyanam, they wanted all their senses, Nayanatma Meva, turn all my senses into eyes, so we can see this nice form of Krishna. Achen, again, Shramanadi, Ninadi Bangim, when they heard the sound of the flute, Ninadi Bangim, the cricket sound of the flute, Aichana Punastan, again they thought, Shravanatva Meva, let all our senses turn into ears. So the idea of it is, and Dhyan Mantras mean you never end it. The one who worships their Ishta Deva, they memorize it and they chant it daily and daily and daily they focus. And Prabhupada mentions Nava Nava Rasa. Every day you get more and more nectar. You see it from different paradigms than you did before the last time you chanted it. That is the effect of bhakti. Your heart becomes purified. When your heart becomes purified, you see more. So what are we going to see? First, we're seeing the pramanam from the shastras. Second thing we'll see is the tika acharyas. What do they say? And we enter through their words and drink the picture of the verse. That's the idea. And so the Dhyan mantras are very nice. And the Supreme Lord's Narayana Hasa is so sweet and so captivating. And for the devotees, he has these eight arms. Now the eight arms have these different things. Because we have to understand that different devotees were there in the Daksha Yajna. So the Supreme Lord had all his different eight arms, conch shell, wheel, club. The conch shell and the lotus flower and the shield, these are for the devotees. The wheel, the club, the bow, the arrows, and the sword, these are for the non-devotees. It means you're either his devotee or watch out. You won't win. That's what it means. The items, there is one, two, three. Looks like there are three items for the devotees and five items: wheel, club, bow, arrows, shield, sword. Well, shield is for the devotees also. Looks like five items. Three items for the devotees and five items for the non-devotees. But the Lord was so, smile is so captivating that even the demons are attracted. This is so nice. Like in the eighth canto when the Supreme Lord manifested himself as Mohini Murti. It is so funny that Shiva, he goes and says, I've seen all of your avatars, but I didn't see this one, you know. And the Lord says, what do you want to see that form for, you know? And I was wondering, what did Parvati say? She's right next to her Prabhu. What did she say? She was completely troop. She didn't say a word. Well, there must be two reasons. Well, it's the internal potency, and what will Durga do? She will just simply watch by, you know? But all that's probably also Dekna Parega, you know? See, let us see what our Prabhu does, you know? You know, I'm always thinking about that. What was in Parvati's mind when Lord Shiva was running after Mohini Murti? What was in her mind, you know? Anyway, but it is so interesting. And Lord Shiva became so happy after he was defeated by Narayana there. And he offered such sweet prayers. So nice. In the 12th canto, chapter 10, when Markandeya offers prayers to Shiva and Parvati there, and he offers obeisances to them and says, your presence in my ashram is to bless us. Then I prayed to you, please give me undeviating devotion to you and undeviating devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees headed by you. Such a beautiful benediction verse. Huh? Request to Lord Shiva, genuinely, so sweet. And Shiva said, Tathastu, bless Markandeya Rishi. And then he walked away telling his wife Parvati all about the glories of the sage. You know, how sweet. At the end of the Bhagavatam, you know. At least we should have some good victory, you know, at the end of the Bhagavatam. So it's such a sweet thing. So in here we are in Purushottam Adhik Mas, a very wonderful time, the best month for performing devotional austerities. So we should, this is our food. Our food for Vratis is Rama Nama Ladua. Rama's name is like a ladu. Krishna Nama Ghee, Krishna's name is like Ghee, Hari Nama Kandakir, and the Hari Nama is just like sweet rice with crystal sugar, Gauri Gauri Piya, put it all together and drink it, and Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, drink the nectar of Bhagavatam who is the rejuvenator, the elixir. So these Dhyan mantras are like elixir for their devotees. Wah, wah. Wow. And by hearing it and by chanting it and by remembering it, they become rejuvenated at every step. Pashtanda kasta sadasayata datya bishtam. And everything else in this world becomes byartha. It becomes totally, totally useless. As proportionate to the degree we absorb. Proportionate to the degree we absorbed. I was going to Parikrama once, back in the good old days, remember when they actually had a Parikrama Marga? I went to Damodar Maharaj, an old Bengali sannyasi, must be about 65, 70. I offered obeisances at his feet, and I was talking Harikatha with him, and he said something very, very interesting. And I still have to find out where it's from. He said, Tatra Lolyam, according to the greed, Yatra Arikara, you'll get qualification. And then he laughed and he says, it's Nyaya. How is that, Maharaj? Flip it. He said, Tatra Arikara, Yatra Lolyam. And then he smiled. He says, if there is qualification, there'll be greed. Or if there's no qualification, there's no greed. That's what it means. So, Lolyam, greed, but then we have to match it. In Prem Vivarta, it's mentioned there, Jagadananda Pandit Mahasai tells us all about this greed. Huh? Gorera Ami, Muke Bolile Na Chaile. It's not enough to say with your tongue, I am a servant of Lord Gauranga. I am a servant of Gauranga. Simply speaking, it will not do. Gorera Acher, if Lord Chaitanya's example is taken up. Gorera Prachar, if Lord Chaitanya's preaching is taken up. Loile say, if that is taken up. Fala Fale, you'll get the fruit of the fruit. What is that? Vijnanena Samanvita, you'll get realization. Proportionate to our arpanam. Proportionate to our abhyasanam and our arpanam. There are three things. There's achar and vichar and prachar. If your example is good, vichar, if you're careful what you're thinking about, prachar, it comes out of your mouth. And that is devotees. We cannot give what we do not have. We're all broke. We're simply eating the remnants of the previous acharyas. What can we give? We have to give their chewed remnants. But purity, that means presentation. We have to offer it in such a selfless way that the jivas will want to take it up. If they don't take it up, then we have to say, like Gadadhar does, Nahi more. Oh, I could not get, or I could not do it. Because Baba rules the kingdom of the heart. If the heart is not pure, samado navadiyate, you won't get the result of the preaching. So it all boils down back to yourself. What is my achar? What is my vichar? Now, I remember when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was leaving his body, I left Ukraine and I went all the way back to America to get his darshan. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj told me, if you want his sangha, you better go now. It's now or never. Yeah. So I went. So when I went, his last darshan, May 30th of 2005, was his last class. Then we went to the institute house. Me and about four other sannyasis were there. And before we took prasad and dispersed for the night, I talked to him. Maharaj, can you tell us about balance in the renounced order of life? And he looked at me with wide eyes and said, you're looking at one of the most unbalanced of all of them. Tell me, Maharaj. Then he said, I was trying to get more stops in my round the world ticket, thinking I would cheat the travel agent. Who was I cheating? But my body. Tell me, Maharaj. And Gunagrahi Maharaj, Radhana Swami, we had Chandramoli Maharaj. Who else? Bhakti Bhai Bhav Swami, they all just homed in on what Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was saying. I was in West Africa, and then I would jump on the plane and go to North America. Before my body got used to the new time zone, I'm in Australia. Talk about bewildering. Yeah, Maharaj, tell me about it. Yes, Maharaj. You may never figure it out. Well, where's the justice? I said, you may never figure it out? You may never figure it out. Then where's the justice, Maharaj? Where's the justice? Bhakti Tirtha said. You try to make an impact concretely on the heart of everybody you meet. And if you do so, Lord Chaitanya will cover the bases. Covering the bases in an American slang means everything will become complete. It's baseball thing, you know, covering the bases. Lord Chaitanya will cover the bases. And I thought, yeah, this is why I gave Ukraine up and come all the way to America to get this shabda, to get this shiksha, which you can hold in your heart like a locket. And when you need to, you can open it up for anybody. Prachar, achar, vichar and prachar. And if even you, everybody will say, what is my achar? We can't even come up to the mutra of our grandfather. What is my value? We are nothing. So every single one of us can say, I don't have anything. What do I got? Rupa Goswami Prabhupada prays, na prema. I don't have love. Shabanadi bhaktira biva. And that which is accrued by hearing and chanting, I don't have. Gyanam abha. I don't have knowledge. Shubhakaram abha. I don't have any pious credits. Kiyadiya sajatana pastiva. I'm not even born in a good family. I thought, wow. This, he must have been thinking of the foreigners when he wrote this shloka. Hinartha, I don't have any benefit. Tvaitata pyachchat yamu lasati, which could be accrued for bhakti. Hey gopi janavalaba, O Lord of the gopis. Vitayate ha ha madasaiva mam. I'm simply hoping against hope. How can I attain you? That's all. So Purushottamadik Mas means this. Somehow or another, we're fallen, we're rascals, we're, you know, malechika bacha. What is our value? Oh Lord, please kindly help us, Purushottam. Please purify our hearts and help us in our vratta. Help us so that we can make one little step to attain you. And Rupa Goswami Prabhupada warns us very carefully. It is not cheap. Duskarat verale. Dve sakyat manivedane kesam chit eva dira nam lebate saradanvita. Of the Nabanga Bhakti, two, he says, sakya and admanivedan. Very difficult to get, Rupa Goswami says. Only very sober people can get that. That's all right. Wow. That shows you how difficult it gets. In Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Sriji says, a devotee's advancement is according to how much greed you have to get Krishna. You may feel unqualified for that greed, but nevertheless the greed to attain Krishna remains. That is an amazing statement by Radharani. I thought, wow, that is amazing. Just because it is difficult to get, it doesn't mean, lobha means I must get it. All right, Krishna is the judge and his parshana are the jury. And whatever they say, we'll do. And however they long, we have to wait, no problem. And if we have to take Kritapunya Bunja, Prabhupada loved that shloka. In 10th canto, chapter 12, verse number 11. Kritapunya Bunja. The Sakas, they did heaps of pious activities to play with Krishna directly. So what? To play with Krishna and Balaram, it may take us many, many births. Tattastu. Let us take however many births as they want. Until we come up to their standard. When they will call us. Therefore, that Bhojnivan shloka is so dear. Kada vrindaranye vimula jamuna tira pulane charantam govindam haladara sudamadi sahitam aye Krishna swamina madhura murali vadana vibho prasiditya kroshan nimasam evanesyami divasan. When in the beautiful land of Vrindavan, Vimula Jamuna Tir, along with the sweet purifying sands of the Jamuna, Charantum, walking along, Sri Govinda, Haladara Sudama Adi Sahitam, along with Balarama and Sudama and all the other boys, headed by all the other boys. Aye Krishna Swamin, oh Master Krishna, Murali Vadana Madana Murali Vadana Vibho, oh Master, you play the maddening flute. Prasidetya Kroshan, when will you be pleased by my calling out to you? Dake. Vamsidas said that. Dake. When somebody asked him, how you'll get prema? Dake. He said one word, dake. Just call out. Prasidetya Kroshan, will you become pleased by my calling out to you? Nimisham. Just a moment. Nimisham eva nasyami divasan. Will I see that in the day? Just for a moment. Just for a momentary darshan of that. That's all we want. Pravesh, that is another story. We're not asking for that. We just want even a little darshan from a distance. It would be good enough. This is what these dhyan mantras mean. It is a darshan from the distance. The best way to see Krishna is Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the best darshan of Krishna. Sri Krishna Parivartita. The best darshan you get is that poetry of Vyasadeva. The best poetry. When you read that, and with the Tikacharyas, that gives you the darshan to be able to enter a little bit into that bhava, a little bit into that Chitra Jalpa, this Dhyan mantra for Narayana. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any comment? Any purification? Yes, Prabhuji.
I have two questions. First question is dhyana, meditation included in Hare Krishna Mahamantra? And second question I can ask after.
Second question afterwards. And the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, one devotee showed me this very cool shloka. Second book, third chapter, verse number 153, the verse goes, Sankirtana dhyana sukham vivartate dhyana cha sankirtana madhuri sukham anodya samvardhaka katanubhuyate smabhis tayurtat vayam ekam eva tat. The residents of Vaikuntha say, Sankirtana, by congregational chanting of the holy name, dhyana becomes more increased. Dhyana cha sankirtana madhuri sukham, and by meditation, Sankirtan becomes increased. Anonya samvartaka katanubhuyate. You may keep them separate now and then. But said dvayam ekam eva tat. But actually the great sages know that both of these processes are one and the same. Although they may be separately done according to time, place, and circumstance. Yeah, dhyana is great by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But what bhava? You know, from a dependency, dake. Prabhupada was always instructing us to chant Hare Krishna mantra like a child begging for the mother. You know, we don't know anybody else. Dake. If you, because one who does dake, then they're heard. You follow me? When you beg, then that's the other thing. I asked Bhakti Charu Maharaj that question once. I think it was Durban Rath Yatra. Hey, you know, sometimes Maharaj, as young brahmacharis, we get this duswapna. Comes now and then, duswapna. So in the middle of the night, if we have this bad dream and we have to see our deities, is that an aparad? He said, nah, you think of a child, if a child has a bad dream and he runs to the parents, mommy, 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 you know, in the middle of the night, wakes her up, you know, will she take offense? Oh, my dear boy, what is the problem? Oh, that's all right. She'll pacify him and go back to sleep. Will she take offense? Of course not. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj told me, there's no aparad. Your Ishtadeva knows that you nobody but them. So you go to them, you run to them. And when you take their darshan, again you're peaceful. Oh, fine. You think they'll take aparad of that? Don't worry about it, you know. If you do think that you'll be aparadis about that, then I'll give you another hint. From the Tulsi Stava, 20th shloka in Padma Purana, it says, Dvadasham chagare ratro yapatet tulasistavam dvatvim sharabaradam shakshamyate tasi Keshava. Lord Keshava will indemnify the service offenses done knowingly or unknowingly by one who stays up at night on Dvadashi chanting Tulsi Stava. To her. To Tulsi Rani. Sounds like a good deal. What is your second question, Prabhu? That was the first one.
My second question is, you are speaking about bhava. Can you...
About?
About bhava. Of course, I personally experience only materialistic ecstasy sometimes. I personally experience only materialistic ecstasy. I'm asking for previous acharyas. In the state of bhava is their pronunciation of shlokas clear, or there are some skipping of how it's on English.
The following is a conversation
of words
with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 7th, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
I remember that story. I remember that story, a funny story. That Jayananda and Tamal Krishna Maharaj both got second initiation on the same day. Okay? When they got second initiation, Jayananda said, I'll never be able to remember this mantra. Prabhupada, can I come to your room at noon and chant this mantra to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly? Yes, you may come. So then they came to Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada said, so chant. And Jayananda tried to chant, and Prabhupada just shook his head and says, out of you foreigners will never get it right. But that's okay. Krishna knows what you're trying to say. Later on, this is the story, that Jayananda is chanting Gayatri next to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Jayananda drops his thread in 30 seconds. You know, and anybody who knows Tamal Krishna Maharaj, like many of us do know, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is a pretty heavy cat. You know, he's like, what are you doing? You know, like that, you know, like this. And Jayananda, his godbrother and his friend, goes, I can't remember the mantras. Every 6 months when Prabhupada comes, I go to him and I ask him the mantras. What do you do that for? Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj asks Prabhupada, why are you allowing this disciple to disturb you every 6 months? Let him come. He's so sincere. Whatever he chants, Krishna will accept it. And then Tamal went, oh, yeah, let him come. Let him come. Every 6 months I'll give him the mantra again. Let him come. He's so sincere, whatever he chants, Krishna will accept it. So this is Baba. Jayananda worked so hard. Here in Vrindavan, when somebody fell asleep in Prabhupada's class, he goes, who is that? Who is that man? He turns to Tamal. Who is that man? You know, like this. You could hear it, right? But in San Francisco in 68, when Jayananda would fall asleep, somebody would try to wake him up. Let him sleep. Let him sleep. He's working harder than 10 of you. Let him sleep. So the spiritual master knows the heart of the sincere disciple. It is not the mantra you're chanting. It is the heart. You know? And if the heart is good, then they know exactly. The Lord and his consort know exactly who you're addressing and what you're addressing. So it is, but still, as Lokanath Maharaj rightly shows, ucharana is good. Old habits should die hard. You know, we should learn ucharana properly. You know, but that is also bhakti. Ucharana, proper pronunciation is bhakti. And it is not an excuse, you know, to chant badly. But I'm saying if one does it, one can find fault. I even know Tamal Krishnamurti used it. Jananjana. It's Gyananjana or Jnananjana, you know. But Tamal Krishnamurti was always saying Jnananjana, you know. But his heart was so good. His heart was so nice for Gurudev and for Prabhupada and for his mission, you know. So Krishna knows exactly what he's saying. We should not fault the devotee for their ucharana. Sweetly, you should explain what is the proper ucharana. And, you know, leave it up for the Supreme Lord and his consort to purify the heart, you know. You follow my point? Does that answer the question, Prabhu?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Sure. Well, let him come every 6 months. Whatever he chants, Krishna will accept it. Baba rules the kingdom of the heart. Hare Krishna. Hey, Pancha Guru. I went to Miami and I saw Vishal. I saw Vishal. And Vishal was up behind me. He was asking, oh,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.